Today, four presidents will be helping to celebrate the 20th anniversary of AmeriCorps. President Obama and President Clinton will deliver remarks at the White House, while President George H.W. Bush will participate in a pledge ceremony in Maine. President George W. Bush and Laura Bush filmed a video that will be shown at pledge ceremonies across the country. And in Charleston, AmeriCorps volunteers and AmeriCorps alumni are also celebrating. Yesterday, the new AmeriCorps volunteers were preparing to be sworn in for their year of service. Some of the volunteers have already served in the program. Audrey Stephenson is serving in her third year of AmeriCorps with the Appalachian Forest Heritage Area.
I came thinking that I was just going to be serving a community, and I've been given the opportunity to really immerse myself in that community and learn about what that place is and the people that are a part of it.
Audrey is from New York City, but she found a community in Tucker County that she loves. She'll be helping to organize the Art Spring Festival in Thomas. Audrey and 275 other National Service members, alumni, and community partners will attend the celebration this afternoon on the Capitol steps along Knob Boulevard. In West Virginia, there's a strong tradition of neighbors helping neighbors, and the AmeriCorps program has some of its own historical roots in this state, too. Before there was AmeriCorps, there was VISTA, which was created by the Economic Opportunity Act of 1964 to serve the needs of the poorest Americans. Many of the early successes of the VISTA program were actually launched in the coal fields of southern West Virginia.
I think there's a lot of ways in which the AmeriCorps program in West Virginia is unique. I think you're right about it going back to the early days of VISTA 50 years ago, when a lot of VISTA volunteers came to West Virginia and started that notion of service.
Stephanie Yu is the executive director of Volunteer West Virginia, the state's commission for national and community service.
But I think beyond that, I think part of it is it's a small state. People tend to know their neighbors, so there's definitely a spirit of sort of community and people being willing to help each other out.
The ceremony today is a rare opportunity where AmeriCorps members from across the state will come together along with alumni and community partners. Beginning this morning, hundreds will be working on a citywide service project, cleaning up the streets of Charleston. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Roxy Todd in Charleston.